Well, TPVs, or temporary protection visas, look likely to re-emerge after the government today struck a deal with the Palmer United Party. TPVs will allow work rights, social security benefits, but they don't lead to any form of permanency. Activists say they will create a cruel limbo for as much as 30,000 people. But refugee rights advocate Pamela Kerr isn't entirely unhappy with today's outcome.
Out of this whole horrible mess, and certainly a reintroduction of temporary visas is really appalling, but there is one bright spot, and we have Mr. Palmer to thank for that, and that is the 1,500 plus people on Christmas Island who were previously destined to go to Nauru or Manus and then go to a never-ending stream of waiting and perhaps be sent to Cambodia. Those 1,500, which include nearly 500 children, will now be brought to Australia, where they will have their applications processed, and if they qualify, they'll get temporary visas. So from my personal point of view, because I know some of those people from Christmas Island, I visit them, they come to Australia for medical reasons and they're down the road at Broadmeadows. In fact, I was there last night and the 15 children made a list for me and they were requesting $20 scooters. I am relieved to be able to say to their parents that they will not have to send their children to Nauru, to the hell of Nauru.
Looking at some of the reports, a few of the some of the other organisations have been talking about, including Amnesty as well, is that TPVs do have the potential to cause mental health problems because it's quite unstable and it doesn't give people the sense of belonging. Do you think having TPVs is still a better solution to sending all of these asylum seekers to Nauru?
It's a terrible Sophie's choice. But living in Nauru in a communal tent with not enough water to wash your children, where they have no school, they have nowhere to play, they're breathing phosphate dust, they're covered in skin infections, is a terrible fate for children. Certainly for their parents, living on bridging visas in Australia is far from ideal. But there may be lives saved, and when it comes down to it, it's about life. Sending children to Nauru, we seriously risk losing children. That's how serious it is. And if they come to Australia, their parents may be unhappy, but the children will live.
The government has other plans for offshore refugees. On Friday, Minister Scott Morrison is due to sign a deal with Cambodia to settle refugees there. How much do you know about that?
There'll be an MOU signed on Friday, according to Mr. Morrison. We don't know the detail of that MOU. There's very little information available so far. One encouraging fact was the reiteration that people would not be forced to go to Cambodia, that they would go voluntarily. Considering that there are 2,800,000 people starving in Cambodia, I don't think it's a very attractive destination. And when you consider that the justice system is regarded as one of the most corrupt in the world, this is really an appalling situation. Cambodia is an impoverished country crawling out of a genocidal civil war, racked with many problems. The last thing they need is 1,000 distressed and ill people from Nauru dumped in their midst with no support.
And that's on the Cambodia side. And on Australia side, are we risking our responsibility and violating the Refugee Convention if we start sending refugees on Nauru to Cambodia?
We are serial violators of the Refugee Convention. It is a shameful fact that on so many areas we have shamelessly violated the Refugee Convention. We lock up children, we lock up people in an arbitrary detention system with no end date. There are so many violations. This is just another one on top of it.
That's Pamela Kerr. She's a refugee rights activist talking about today's, well, the beginning of what appears to be the beginning of getting TPVs through into Australian law.